Amen. What a joy it is to remember the victory that we have in Jesus Christ, even during difficult days like these. Praise God for His victory. Well, I want to invite you, if you are a YouVersion user, to tune in to the live event that we have shared by way of our social media. You can tune in and follow along with us as we talk about, during this time of stillness, what are some ways that you can be strengthened right where you are. And by far, the best way that I know for you and me to be strengthened in our faith and in our walk with Jesus Christ, no matter where we are, no matter what we're doing or having to do, is to get in God's Word. And tonight I want to give you an illustration that was developed by Dawson Trotman, who founded a ministry called The Navigators. It's known as the Word Hand. And if you're following along on YouVersion, you can see a picture of the Word Hand right there on your device. But Dawson Trotman used the hand, the physical hand, to teach us a paradigm whereby we could get a grip on God's Word and let God's Word get a grip on us. And the theme text that I'm really wanting us to see tonight comes from Psalm 130, and it's verse 5. The psalmist says, "I wait for the Lord, my soul waits, and in His Word I hope." And during these crazy times, as our souls wait for the Lord to do what only God can do, to bring healing, to bring restoration, to return us to some sense of normal and recognizing all the way through that God is in control and He's got us and He's not going to let us go. As our souls wait in His Word, we hope. So let me teach you the Word Hand tonight. The first way that we go about receiving the Word is the pinky. It's represented on the pinky, and it is by hearing the Word. Romans 10:17 says, "So faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the Word of Christ." And praise God, in 2020, we have the ability to hear the Word of God preached like never before. You don't have to order tapes anymore. You don't have to wait for the telecast anymore. You don't have to travel hundreds of miles to hear your favorite preacher anymore. You can pull up right there by way of the internet pretty much any preacher you want around the world. And one of the things that's so important is that we continue to hear God's Word preached. Faith comes by hearing. And so we want to hear God's Word. And I'll tell you, I am a podcast junkie. I love to go and listen to preachers of God's Word faithfully expound His truth. It encourages me. It stirs me. It moves me. Some of my favorites, I like to go and listen to the podcasts put out by our Southern Baptist seminaries. We have 6 Southern Baptist seminaries, and I usually gravitate toward the podcast put out by the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary in Louisville, Southeastern Baptist Theological Seminary, and Southwestern Baptist Theological Seminary, just because I have some connections there. But one of the great things about those podcasts is they bring in the best preachers from the Southern Baptist Convention from all around the world, and so you get a good variety, and you know you can trust what is being proclaimed. But I also like to listen to our fellow brothers here in Bowling Green, and particularly Jason over at Living Hope, and Steve and Jamie over at Hillview, and Greg at Crossland. I mean, there's just a wealth of good preaching out there that we can encourage ourselves with even when we're stuck at home. So first, we want to hear the Word. And if you didn't know, we also have a podcast here at First Baptist Church. And so you can tune in through your favorite podcasting app and follow along with what's going on here. So the pinky is hearing the Word. The ring finger is reading the Word. Revelation chapter 1, verse 3, "Blessed is the one who reads aloud the words of this prophecy, and blessed are those who hear and who keep what is written in it, for the time is near." You know, it's so important that we read God's Word. And one of our deacons gave us a challenge from a member of his Sunday school class not long ago. Every year, we start a new reading plan as a church that we would work through the whole Bible together in a year. And many of you are already doing that, but there's no better time to start than today. And I want to encourage you, the YouVersion app, which you can download on your phone or your device, is absolutely free and allows you access to the Word of God, but also allows you access to all sorts of reading plans. Now, we as a church are following along with the ESV Study Bible reading plan, and that is taking us through the entire Bible in the course of a year with several different genres of readings from the Bible every single day. But I want to encourage you, don't waste this entire time of stillness just on entertainment or just on passing the time or just on scrolling social media. Strategically invest some time in reading God's Word. It will feed your soul. Now, the Bible says about itself that it is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword. And God will be able to cut out dead things and cut in living things through your reading of His Word. And the Bible will equip you for every good work. It says that about itself, that it is breathed out by God. And I want to tell you something. If you want to hear God speak, all you have to do is open up the Word of God and read what He has said. It is unbelievable. So we hear the Word, we read the Word. The middle finger on the hand is study. We want to study the Word. Acts chapter 17, verse 11. Now these Jews were more noble than those in Thessalonica. They received the Word with all eagerness, examining the Scriptures daily to see if these things were so. Paul's encountering the Berean Jews, and they're more noble than the Jews they encountered in Thessalonica because why? They studied the Word of God. And so many of you are involved in Sunday school classes or Bible study classes or small groups. And we would encourage you to continue cultivating that habit of studying together while maintaining social distancing. So maybe you're sending around a group email, or maybe you're connecting via text message or by way of telephone. You can do a conference call right there on your smartphone. There are many ways that you can continue to be iron sharpening iron as you turn with brothers and sisters in Christ to study God's Word. You can also do it right there on your own. There are many helpful resources online. Now, I'll tell you this, not every online resource that speaks to the Word of God, that speaks to the Bible, that tries to interpret the Bible, is trustworthy. So if you have a question, shoot us an email or give us a call here at the church, and we will help you evaluate how trustworthy is the source that you have found. So we want to hear the Word, we want to read the Word, we want to study the Word, and the index finger is memorize. We want to memorize the Word. Psalm 119, verses 9 through 11. How can a young man keep his way pure? By guarding it according to your word. With my whole heart I seek you. Let me not wander from your commandments. I have stored up your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. I want to take you back to Vacation Bible School. We still do this every summer, and prayerfully we'll be able to do this summer. But we pledge allegiance at the beginning of our time together. We pledge allegiance to the American flag. We pledge allegiance to the Christian flag. And we pledge allegiance to the Bible, God's holy word. And all those kids that fill this room, they're so beautiful. I pledge allegiance to the Bible, God's holy word. I will make it a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. I will hide its words in my heart that I might not sin against God. And it's so important that we take God's word and hide it in our hearts so that God is able to speak His words into our hearts at a moment's notice. You know, sometimes you don't have your Bible right there with you. Sometimes you can't access your electronic version of God's Word. Sometimes you're laying in bed at night and the thoughts are just careening through your head and you need a word from God. And so often, He will bring to your mind passages of Scripture that you've memorized, and He will remind you of these sacred and eternal truths by bringing His Word to your mind. And so we would encourage you, you've got some time. You've got some time to memorize God's Word. Start with your favorite passage. Start with your favorite passages. Hide God's Word in your heart. There is great benefit in memorizing God's Word. And finally, the thumb. And Trotman said, the thumb is the most important, that is often the most neglected, for the thumb allows you to grab a hold of that Bible. And the thumb is meditate. Now, this is not some sort of Eastern religious practice. This is meditating on God's word. This is scriptural. In Psalm 1, verses 2 and 3, "But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. He is like a tree planted by streams of water that yields its fruit in season, and its leaf does not wither. In all that he does, he prospers." That we would meditate on God's word. And here's what that means. Intentionally slow down as you read the Bible. So if you're thinking about what may be your favorite psalm, the 23rd psalm, we're all familiar with the 23rd psalm in some capacity, and it doesn't matter if you're in the ESV or the King James Version or whatever version you like the most, but as you think about the 23rd psalm, don't just blow through it. Slow down. "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." And then take a moment to think, what does that mean to me? What does it mean to me that my Lord is my shepherd, my Lord is my guide, my Lord goes before me, and my Lord cares for me? I shall not want. The NIV, I believe, translates that, "I shall not be in want." And so God will supply my needs. Take a moment and let that go from the cognitive level to the deepest levels of who you are. "He makes me to lie down in green pastures." Isn't that serene? The world's not very serene right now, is it? But you know, if you'll go to your shepherd, he will make you to lie down in green pastures. He will give you a peace that passes understanding. He will lead you beside the still waters. And in a time of great turmoil, he will restore your soul. What you're doing there is you are intentionally slowing down to say, "God, speak to me. Take your word and appropriate it in my life exactly where I need to hear it. Speak to my soul." And here's what he'll do. He will encourage you at the very deepest levels of who you are. He will give you strength in the stillness. I heard somebody say one time, "I don't need to read the Bible. I've already read it." Well, I want to give you a sentiment that was shared by one of my favorite preachers, a guy named Tommy Nelson, who pastors the Denton Bible Church in Denton, Texas. And he was preaching at the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary, a chapel service, many years ago. And he said this. He said, "I've never gotten over the notion of a Bible, that God would be willing to speak to me." And he said, "The Bible's not like other books that you just read and now you've read it." He said, "Every time you come back to the same passage, it's like doing excavation. You go down a quarter of an inch at a time. And as you do, you meet the author." This is a time of stillness for all of us. It's a time of anxiousness. It's a time of nervousness. It's a time of wondering what's coming next. What will the next press conference say? What's the next thing that's going to slow down or shut down? How will my life next be affected? And I want to encourage all of us, for strength in the stillness, get in God's word. The psalmist says, "I wait for the Lord. My soul waits, and in his word I hope." Let's pray together. Father, we're so thankful for your word. We're so thankful that you would be willing to speak to us. We're so thankful that you would be willing to reveal yourself to us. And we pray that we would be encouraged and that we would be strengthened. Lord, as we hear your word, as we read your word, as we study your word, as we memorize your word, and as we meditate on your word, we pray that you would strengthen us by your word. Show us through your word things in us that need to change. And by your word, show us your faithfulness, your trustworthiness. Reveal yourself even more clearly to us. And Lord, the problem is not in your revelation. The problem is our receiving your revelation. So prepare our hearts to receive your word, Lord, that we might be drawn closer to you. For it's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Thank you so much for tuning in tonight, and we pray that you would join us this Sunday virtually for worship as we continue on social distancing in the presence of an Almighty God who is able to see us through. God bless you.